All right, let me jump on in here to the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll just remind you guys, every single day, the Right Side Way brought to you by our friend Stan McDonald, a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee. Stan McDonald, sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about him in just a minute. Okay, so I mentioned last week on the show that years ago, my father was the state finance director for Governor Fob James. My dad came from a career military background, then he went into successful business ventures, and then he was appointed by Fob James in the mid-90s to serve as finance director. I'm told that when he first took the role, he made it a point to visit every single office under his authority. He went into all of them, big and large, some obscure and some out of the way. In one little office, though, I'm told that a lady actually cried when he came in. She said she had worked for every finance director for decades, and not one of them had ever visited her office. Man, I love that story. So I don't know if you saw it or not, but this past weekend, the goings-on were pretty significant. Donald Trump, the first president to ever attend a Super Bowl, just became the first and second president to attend the Daytona 500. Oh, wait. He's the first president also to ever step out on the track at Daytona. Oh, wait. He's also the first president to ever use his presidential limousine to actually serve as a pace car while he rode in it. This followed Trump having Air Force One fly low and slow over the crowd at Daytona, which numbered over 150,000 people. Look, there's purpose in this. There is. You know there is. There's purpose, to be sure. It is Trump's intent to not lose touch with the people that elected him. He rode a populist wave of support that continues to grow despite all the hand-wringing and doomsaying of the left-wing media pundits and progressive liberal politicians. And the left has completely lost touch, not only with the people of the nation, but with reality in general. And they can't stand the fact, the left can't, that the centerpiece for all their angst, the infamous Donald Trump, keeps getting out there and seeing people where they are and doing what he said he would do. Look, when sagas are written, right, when movies are filmed, when books inspire, the heroes are never the ones who shrank back. They're never the ones who refuse to take responsibility. The main characters that we all love, they're not the ones who wrung their hands endlessly over the possibility of provoking someone. The heroes of leadership are the ones who lead from the front. It's always been that way. Heroes know their folks. Great leaders are known to be among their people. Henry V, one of Shakespeare's most well-known plays. It centers around the time before and after the famous Battle of Agincourt in 1415. And apparently it contained a scene in which the English troops were vastly outnumbered by the French soldiers, and so victory looked uncertain. The night before the battle, we understand, the king wandered around the English camp in disguise. He was comforting soldiers, trying to understand how they were feeling. And the next morning, King Henry led his troops into battle and to ultimate victory, but his leadership was not at the back of the line, but at the front, participating in the battle. And his leadership was found in not being just true to his ideals and confident in his decisions. It was also made in being able to read his people and to understand where they were and what they felt. Now, look, I know and fully admit that a political leader is not going to be at the forefront of every true battlefield, an actual battlefield, in today's world, but they should at least try to identify with it. Try to speak to the moment. Try to accept responsibility. Maybe go where the people are. Now, right now, if this was a year ago, we would likely be coming into yet another Monday with Joe Biden returning from yet another weekend at his beach house, where he sat in the sand and contemplated yet another scam on the American people. And it got me to thinking. I think Joe Biden tried to catfish America. I think he did. I mean, Joe Biden did all that was in his power, at least those who worked the puppet strings did, to try and catfish the people of an entire nation. And you know what I'm talking about, right? Catfishing? It's slang for when someone tries to create a false persona, like typically on social media, with the intent to mislead somebody into a relationship so they can scam them. The whole term, by the way, came from a 2010 documentary where a producer who had been scammed by a 40-year-old housewife who pretended to be a young girl from the Midwest had totally misled him. So the guy did a documentary on it, and in one part of the show, a person in one scene said, all those fakers out there doing this online, they're no better than a catfish being shipped with a batch of cod. In other words, it doesn't fit. It isn't right. It wasn't what was ordered. So the whole catfish thing, it even spawned a reality TV show that ran for 7 years in which scammers, or catfishers, are exposed for the liars that they are. And it wasn't always a good result, if you can imagine. But the thing was that the show, Catfish, it usually checked into folks who had been stringing along an online relationship for some time. And the relationship was real on one side, but not on the other, so they did some investigating, took a peek behind the curtain, and exposed the liars. But it's not just the stuff of legend or MTV reality shows. Catfishers do real harm, and that's generally their intent. These catfish scammers are really perpetrators who hide their real-life identities, and they shield themselves from moral obligations and responsibilities. Motivations for catfishing are typically malevolent if you get down to it. They can include everything from sexual, financial, or even social gain. They prey on people, and they leave devastating consequences in their wake. I have known elderly folks who were scammed by fakers. I've known lovelorn folks who were just lonely and they wanted attention and they were scammed by some miscreants online. It's gotten so bad, by the way, that the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, actually has a whole website that lays out the international catfishing that preys on U.S. citizens every year. And the website for ICE, it actually lays out the warning signs. And I read them and I thought, holy cow, it's true. Joe Biden was trying to catfish America. He was, or his handlers were. Let me read you some of the things that came straight off the ICE website, and I'll tell you why they fall into conjunction with Biden. Number one, they claim to live, work, or travel abroad. In other words, they lie about their job performance. Sound familiar? They claim to be notably younger than you. In other words, they lie about their capabilities and their age. Sound familiar to you? They quickly profess to love you. Yeah, like lying about real cares and concerns. They have a story that is deemed at some point to be inconsistent. You mean like things don't really add up? Seen that, right? How about they send general photos of themselves traveling, shopping, or dining at luxurious locations? In other words, they pretend to be busy when they're really not. Huh. How about this? They mention the idea of meeting and being together soon, but they never really want to get together in person. Does that sound familiar? Did Biden go to a single event like this? Hardly. How about this? They provide periodic excuses for being unable to make a video call. Sort of like calling a lid on the day at 2 p.m., right? Oh, the president's very active. He's just not available past 2. How about this? Request to have conversations or text to be removed to a separate app. You mean sort of like having social media gerrymandered to make sure the narrative is fitting. How about this? They ask for money. Lots of money. How much you got? Can you do more? Build back better. All of it. Or how about this one, the last one on the list? They are sometimes combative with you if you try to divert your attention when you ask their intentions yourself. In other words, things like, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. I'm telling you, Joe Biden was catfishing for 4 years. Straight off the ICE website, every bit of that, catfished Joe Biden. He marched into people's lives like a dreamy promise of all things not Trump. He was going to unify. He was going to revitalize. He was going to build back better. He was going to make the world a better place. He would create jobs and save them all from tyranny. He would make sure that mean tweets would never hurt those poor, easily triggered leftists, the ones who desperately wanted to believe that peace really didn't come through strength. Yeah, he did. He basically did the large-scale political version of pretending to be one person when he was really another. How many times were we told that he could run rings around his staff, that he was in command of the issues, that his health and vigor were really astounding, that he wasn't really sleeping on Air Force One while the families of fallen soldiers from Afghanistan had to wait 3 hours on the tarmac for him to appear? No, that didn't happen. Y'all, it was 4 years of fake. It was 4 years of catfishing. He might as well have used a fake profile picture while he was at it. And to be honest, I'm not sure he didn't. Look, leadership, real leadership, must inspire. It must get out and about. It must be as much in the front as possible. It's not about the image of the leader as much as it is about the minds of those that he or she leads. We as a nation, we don't need fake profiles of what could be or should be or ought to be. The people of this nation are not responding right now to Trump because he's shiny and full of fake promises. They're responding because he's refreshingly real. He's right in front of them. He doesn't shy away from personal contact in which someone might discover that he's not who he said he was, but they keep discovering that he's exactly who he said he was. And more has been done in the last month to restore confidence in American leadership than any catfishing profile put out there by Biden. And I am so glad that's over, by the way. Maybe one day I'll quit talking about it and we'll just start looking totally forward. But right now, I just know this. We're in a different place. And it could not have come at a better time. That's a wrap for The Right Side Way.